Want to hear an email?
Yeah.
Please.
Thank you. I'm going to read an email to you. I want to see what you guys think about it. It says, "Dear Mikey, my friend may be the worst human being on the planet."
Whoa.
"I really need you to call him out on the radio. He never pays off his bets. He's the type of guy who always makes a bet with you and then never pays it off. None of his friends, including myself, will ever bet with him again. The last one was, we got into an argument about a month ago when he was defending Lindsay Lohan. I said she would relapse within a year, and he bet me $100 she wouldn't."
Whoops.
"Well, guess what? He says we never shook on it."
Oh, that's the worst.
That is lame.
"What can I do to get this guy to pay up his bets? Signed, P1 Justin." I'll tell you what you do. You take it to Dr. Phil. Is what
yeah! Today on Dr. Yeah. Phil,
yeah.
I want you to get excited about your life. If you're going to talk to me, you're going to have to be honest. This is going to be a changing day in your life.
Well, hey, everyone.
Hey,
Dr. Phil.
Buddy. Good.
It's me. It's Dr. Phil.
Yay.
Like your suit.
That's right. I was just listening to this email, and I thought, I think I can probably help out.
Good.
Here. Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you this. They say that the way that a man pays off his bets has a lot to do with his character. And it's interesting because I once had a friend like this when I spent time in the British Marines.
Wait,
British?
I don't think they have Marines.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think that's
and
what they're
secondly,
called.
Yeah. Well, why would you, an American citizen?
I was in it.
What?
I'm telling you, I was. And I met a young man, went by the name Ian McKimby.
Ian what?
Kimby.
It sounds like you're just making that name up as you went
along. Like different sounds together.
Had a blue eye and a brown eye.
That's weird.
And called him Lefty. And one day, we bet on how long it would take for me to attempt suicide. Now, he said...
That doesn't make any sense.
He said 2 months. I said 4 weeks. I won, okay?
You attempted.
In 4 weeks, okay. Yeah. And so Lefty wouldn't pay up.
Uh-huh.
And so I told our CO that he sold documents to the Russians.
No, he didn't.
I said that he, in exchange, took cash and Google stock, I said.
That's Google stock from the Russians.
When you were in the British Marines.
Right.
Okay.
And, Google exists, though. Yeah.
And so it wasn't long.
Is this story almost over?
Before they court-martialed him.
Okay. What was that guy's name again?
Lefty Marines.
No. Lefty Marines.
No, it's really good advice.
You know, it's like... I'm getting to the advice.
Okay, Dr. Phil, then get to it.
Okay. Smarty Alec, I was just doing a...
No, that's not...
I was telling a story that had to do with it.
Well, no, it didn't, really. I
mean, it made no sense.
It's made up. Can you get to the advice part?
You know, my mother used to sing us to sleep with a sweet little lullaby all about paying off your gambling debt.
How'd it go?
She did. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yankee Doodle went to town to wear...
Dr. Phil?
Hang on.
How did it go?
Eddie. Dr.
Is that how your mother did it?
Why are you laughing, Dr. Phil?
Did someone come up and tickle you?
Aren't we supposed to get real,
Eddie?
Why is
right
Dr.
now?
Phil laughing?
Eddie,
I don't know.
Don't react to me, okay?
Eddie's now hiding around the corner. Dr. Phil. Can't
Dr. Phil, get real, bro.
I'm gonna sing you the song. Okay.
Yes, please, Dr. Phil.
Yankee Doodle went to town wearing his new ski cap. If you don't pay off your bets, I'll blow off both your kneecaps.
That's what your mom used to.
My mom.
Yes.
Mom.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Probably.
Okay.
Well,
is that all you got?
Thank you.
Is that
I'm
it?
Done, Dr. Phil.
Mikey, the Mikey Show.